So, we're just going to circle back to where we left off. It's a public agenda here, item number 8, and we'll just go straight through down the line.
Okay.
So, item number 8.
Chair, this is a second violation for the Sierra Club of Oregon in 2017. They were 2 days late, received a letter of education. This is the second one, and so I was looking at a minimum of $50 fine for that second violation.
All right. Any questions or discussion on this one? I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I'll move approval of the recommendation $50 fine for second violation for the Sierra Club of Oregon, number 8, on our regular session agenda.
All right. So moved. Any discussion on the motion? Roll call vote.
Commissioner Sortoon?
She's muted.
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Burke?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fistum?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Chair Sosa.
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
Okay. Item number 9.
Yeah, Chair, we have a couple of late filings here. We have the quarter. This is the first quarter 18 and the first quarter 19 for Mr. John Gamby. And this was, I'm sorry, it's not quarters, it's SEIs. And so my recommendation is to give Mr. Gamby a letter of education for his first late filing for 2018-2019. Give him a $50 minimum fine for being a second violation.
Okay.
He has filed timely in 17 and 20.
Okay. Any questions or discussion?
Mr. Chair, I'll move approval of sending a letter of education for 2018, $50 for 2019 on SEI issues for Mr. John Gamby, number 9 on our agenda, regular session agenda.
So moved. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, roll call vote.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sortoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Burke?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fistum?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
Okay. Item number 10, stipulated final order.
Chair Sosa, Commissioners, Joseph McKinney is the former director of the Madras Aquatic Center Recreation District. The commission opened this case on its own motion based on a news article indicating that Mr. McKinney had entered a plea of no contest to charges of theft from the Aquatic Center and the Kids Club, which is a local nonprofit organization. In this criminal case, the court ordered Mr. McKinney to 30 days incarceration, 2 years probation, and restitution of $4,697 to the Aquatic Center and $2,656 to the Kids Club. Based on the information obtained during the investigation, it appears that Mr. McKinney may have violated 2440401. The stipulated final order that is in your meeting books provides that he will pay a civil penalty of $500. This penalty is in accordance with the penalty matrix, and we recommend the commission approve the stipulated final order.
Okay. Any questions for staff?
Mr. Chair, I will move approval of the stipulated final order in the matter involving Mr. Joseph McKinney.
Okay, so moved. Any discussion on the motion? Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sortoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Burke?
Aye.
Mr. Edwards?
Aye.
Mr. Fiscom?
Aye.
Mr. Hollister?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
Okay. Item number 11, David Bassett.
Chair Sosa, Commissioners, David Bassett is a commissioner for the Port of Port Orford. At its last meeting in August, the commission considered the investigative reports in this executive session case and made preliminary findings of two violations. Rather than seeking a contested case hearing, Mr. Bassett has agreed to the stipulated final order that is in your meeting book. It provides that you will receive a letter of education, which is in accordance with the penalty matrix. We recommend the commission approve this order.
Okay, thank you. Any questions or discussion?
Mr. Chair, I'll move approval of the staff recommendation and the stipulated final order involving Mr. David Bassett.
So moved. Any discussion on the motion? Roll call vote.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sorkin?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Burke? Commissioner Burke?
Richard, are you with us?
He might have.
He might have stepped away.
Mm-hmm. Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiscom?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes 8-0.
All right. Next up, we have items that looks like 12 through 16 are all Southern Coos Health District. So staff report, please.
Thank you, Chair Sosa. Commissioners, again, for the record, I'm Lisa Kristen, investigator with the Oregon Government Ethics Commission. Before you, the matters of Esther Williams, case number 20-066, Edie Jurgensen, 20-067, Carol Acklin, 20-068, David Allen, 20-069, and Tom Bedell, 20-070. Those are all members of the Southern Coos Health District. Ms. Williams and the other five are members of the Southern Coos Health District Board of Directors. At a meeting held on February 27th, 2020, Ms. Williams and all the other members of the board discussed topics not authorized under ORS 192-6602F. Those matters were discussed in executive session and were not authorized under that code section, which was stated as the purpose of the meeting. Specifically, the board discussed employee matters as well as tort claims made against the hospital, matters that were not limited to matters exempt by law from public inspection. After considering the preliminary review reports in this case, the commission voted to move the matter to investigation. Rather than complete the investigative phase, Ms. Williams and Ms. Jurgensen, Ms. Acklin, Mr. Allen, and Mr. Bedell all wished to settle their case for a letter of education, which was in the range, within the range allowed under the penalty matrix. The stipulated final orders are signed by the respondents, and they are in your meeting book for approval. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or discussion?
Mr. Chair, I'll move approval of...
Richard Burke?
Yes,
Mr. Burke. I want it known that I wanted to vote aye in the last vote, but my microphone wasn't working, so I hung up and dialed back in.
All right. We appreciate it, Commissioner Burke. Glad to have you back with us, and we'll make a note of that. Thank you. Commissioner
Fiscom. Mr. Chair, I will move approval of the stipulated final order involving Ms. Esther Williams, item 12 on our regular session agenda.
Okay. Any discussions or comments? All right. Roll call vote.
Commissioner Fiscom.
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister.
Aye.
Commissioner Mason.
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day.
Aye.
Commissioner Sortoon.
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Burke?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
All right. Item 13, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I'll move approval of the stipulated final order involving Ms. Edie Jurgensen.
All right. So moved. Roll call vote.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiscom.
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister.
Aye.
Commissioner Mason.
Commissioner Mason.
Aye.
Okay. Commissioner O'Day.
Aye.
Commissioner Sortoon.
Aye.
Commissioner Starr.
Aye.
Commissioner Burke.
Aye.
Chair Sosa.
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
Okay. Item 14, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I'll move approval of the stipulated final order involving Ms. Carol Acklin.
Okay, so moved. Roll call vote.
Commissioner Burke?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiske?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sortoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
Okay. Item number 15, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move approval of the stipulated final order involving Mr. David Allen.
All right. So moved. Roll call vote.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Burke?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiske?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
I'm going to abstain on this one, although I don't technically have a conflict of interest as I have no financial benefit, nor is David Allen a family member. He is somebody with whom I'm very well acquainted through the local government bar, and just in good conscience, don't feel comfortable voting on this one. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Commissioner Sartoon?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes 8-0 with one abstention.
And item 16, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I'll move approval of the stipulated final order involving Mr. Tom Bedell.
So moved. Roll call vote.
Commissioner Sartoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Burke?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiske?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
All right, thank you. Item 17, Lynn Morley. Staff reports.
Thank you, Chair Sosa. I don't know if you want me to cover them together. Items 17, 18, and 19 all relate to the same executive session. I believe Ms. Judge Morley and Mr. Commissioner Chase Schaffer were intending to attend. I don't know if they're here.
None of the numbers match up, but we do have 5546. Ending in 5546, I'm not sure who that is.
Okay, can the caller whose number ends in 5546 please identify yourself? Person calling with 5546, can you identify yourself? Okay.
So I texted them, and I also included the link, and so.
All right. Well, let's proceed.
Chair Sosa, Commissioners, items 17, 18, and 19 are stipulated final orders for two Wheeler County Commissioners and one former Commissioner. In its August meeting, the Commission moved these matters to investigation to determine whether the County Court had violated executive session provisions. The relevant executive sessions, there were four of them, were convened under subsection 2N, which covers security programs for data transmissions and telecommunication systems. But that provision did not authorize the discussions, which concerned whether to issue an RFP for a new internet service provider and the proposals that were received. The stipulated final orders in your meeting books provide for the respondents to receive letters of education, which is in accordance with the penalty matrix. I do want to point out that item number 18, Debbie Starkey, she was only there for the very first of the executive sessions, and item 19, Rick Schaffer, was only there for the last three of the four. Judge Morley was present at all four, but it doesn't change the penalty matrix. So we recommend the Commission approve these orders.
Thank you. Any questions or discussion?
Mr. Chair, I will move approval of the stipulated final order involving Mr. Lynn Morley.
All right. So moved in regard to item 17. Any discussion on that? Roll call vote.
Commissioner O'Day.
Aye. Apologies.
Commissioner Sortoon.
Commissioner Sortoon?
Yes.
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Burke?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
Okay. Item 18, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I'll move approval of the stipulated final order involving Ms. Debbie Starkey.
So moved. A roll call vote.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sortoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Burke?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
Okay. Item 19, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I'll move approval of the stipulated final order involving Mr. Rick Schaefer or Schaffer, however you say it.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. So moved. Roll call vote.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sortoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Burke?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
All right. Item 20, staff report.
Chair Sosa, commissioners, this is Diane Gould, investigator. Darcy Long Curtis was required first as a candidate for state representative in 2018 and then in 2019 as city councilor for the Dalles to file a statement of economic interest on or before April 15th of each year, but she filed late. She accrued civil penalties of $30 and $90 respectively for the two late filings. She failed to request mitigation of the penalty or remit the amount owed after several notices, and this case was then opened to resolve these unpaid penalties. Respondent is currently a city councilor for the Dalles, and she timely filed her SEI in 2020. She wished to settle the matter rather than receive a default final order and has agreed to settle for a letter of education for the first late filing and $50 for the second. The stipulated final order is in your meeting book for approval.
Thank you. Any questions or discussion? I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I'll move approval of the stipulated final order involving Ms. Darcy Long Curtis.
All right, thank you. So moved. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sortoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Burke?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
All right. Item 21, staff report.
Chair Sosa, commissioners, Mr. Cuthbertson was required as a planning commissioner for the City of Monroe in 2018 and 2019 to file a SEI on or before April 15th of each year, but he was late in doing so. He accrued civil penalties of $160 and $260, respectively, for the two late filings. After failing to request mitigation of the penalties or remit the amount owed after several notices, we opened this case to resolve the unpaid penalties. Mr. Cuthbertson currently remains a planning commissioner, and he timely filed in 2020. He wished to settle the matter rather than receive a default final order and has agreed to settle for a letter of education for the first late filing and $50 for the second. The order is in your meeting books for approval.
Thank you. Any questions or discussion? I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I'll move approval of the stipulated final order involving Mr. Fred Cuthbertson.
Thank you. So moved. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fifcom?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sortoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Quirk?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
Item 22.
Chair Sosa, Commissioners, Ms. Zeller was required as a planning commissioner for the City of Coburg in 2018 and 2019 to file an SEI on or before April 15th, but she was late in doing so. She accrued civil penalties of $20 and $3,260, respectively, for the two late filings. Respondents submitted a request for waiver of the 2018 and 2019 late filing fees, which the commissioners considered at their August 2019 meeting. Respondent was then advised that the commissioners had voted to issue a letter of education in lieu of a civil penalty for the first violation and to reduce the civil penalty for the second late filing to $326, which was 10% of the amount owed. Respondent failed to remit the amount set by the commissioners, and this case was open to resolve these unpaid penalties. Ms. Zeller is no longer a planning commissioner, and she wished to settle the matter rather than have a default final order, and has agreed to pay the $326 assessed by the commissioners through a payment plan. The stipulated final order is in your meeting books for approval.
Thank you very much. Any discussion or questions? I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I will move approval of the stipulated final order involving Ms. Lori Zeller.
Thank you. So moved. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Commissioner Burke?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiscom?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sortoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
Item 23.
Commissioners and Chair Sosa, Mr. Clark was the design commissioner for the City of Portland in 2018 and 2019, and he was late on both of his Statement of Economic Interest filings. He accrued $50 and $860, respectively, for the two late filings. He submitted a request for a waiver of the 2018 and 2019 late filing penalties, and the commissioners considered this at their July 2019 meeting. Respondent was then advised that the commissioners voted to issue a letter of education in lieu of civil penalty for the first late filing and to reduce the civil penalty for the second to $100, payable in August of 2019. Respondent failed to submit the amount set by the commissioners, and a case was opened to resolve the unpaid penalty. Mr. Clark is no longer a commissioner, and he wishes to settle this matter for the $100 assessed by the commissioners. The stipulated final order is in your meeting book for approval.
Thank you. Any questions or discussion?
Mr. Chair, I'll move approval of the stipulated final order involving Mr. Andrew Clark.
So moved. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Burke?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiscom?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sortoon?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
Okay, on to our default final orders, item 24.
Chair Sosa, Commissioners, this is a case involving Mace Cadwell, Planning Commissioner for Union County, and he was required to file an SEI on April 15th of each year. He failed to timely file his SEI in 2013, 2014, 2015, and 2016, and he accumulated large civil penalties. The Commission opened a case against Mr. Cadwell to resolve those unpaid penalties that occurred prior to the current electronic filing system. And in April of last year, the commissioners resolved the case and issued a letter of education in lieu of assessing civil penalties for those late filings.
Mr. Cadwell then timely filed his SEI in 2017 and 2018, but he was late again in filing his 2019 SEI and accrued a civil penalty of $110. Despite numerous notices, Mr. Cadwell has failed to request mitigation or remit the penalty owed, and this case was open to resolve the unpaid penalty by a settlement or a default final order. I spoke with Mr. Cadwell for the first time last week when he called to ask how he could resolve this matter, and I told him that the default final order was on the agenda for this meeting, as he'd been notified, and he was welcome to attend the meeting by phone and speak with the commissioners. I also reminded him that he had yet to file his 2020 SEI, and that once he files that, he could request a reduction of that accrued civil penalty, which is now $5,000. Mr. Cadwell filed his 2020 SEI yesterday, and he let me know that he could not be at the meeting today. He remains a county planning commissioner, and the default final order for $110 is in your meeting books for approval.
Thank you. Any questions? All right. I will entertain a motion on this.
Mr. Chair, I'll move approval of the default final order involving Mr. Mace Cadwell.
All right. So moved. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Commissioner Sartoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Burke?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason?
Commissioner Mason?
He's off. He's not
we lost him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there he is again.
All Commissioner right. Mason?
Commissioner Mason, you with us?
Yep, I'm back. I got disconnected.
Okay. Commissioner Mason?
It's on that.
Aye.
Okay, there we go.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0.
Okay. Item 25.
Fine. Mr. Les Poole was a planning commissioner for the City of Gladstone in 2017 and 2018, and he failed to timely file his 2017 SEI and requested mitigation of the accrued civil penalty. The commissioners decided to waive the $100 civil penalty and issue a letter of education only. Mr. Poole was then late with his 2018 SEI filing and accrued a civil penalty of $810. He filed his 2019 and 2020 SEIs timely. Despite numerous notices, Mr. Poole has failed to request mitigation or remit the penalty owed, and this case was open to resolve the unpaid penalty, either by a settlement or default final order. Mr. Poole remains the planning commissioner for the City of Gladstone, and the default final order for $810 is in your meeting book for approval.
Thank you. Any questions? I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I'll move approval of the default final order involving Mr. Les Poole.
So moved. Any questions or discussion on the motion? Roll call vote.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sartoon?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Burke?
I will abstain. I don't have a conflict, but I know Les Poole.
Thank you. Thank you.
Commissioner Edwards.
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum.
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister.
Aye.
Commissioner Mason.
Aye.
Chair Sosa.
Aye.
Motion passes 8-0 with one abstention.
All right. Well, that does it for our action items. Next on the agenda is the staff advice, items 31 to 34. Do any commissioners have any questions or want to talk about any of these? All right. Seeing nothing, we will move on then to the last three items on our agenda, starting with 35, review of the best practices survey.
So, Chair, I provided this to you. It's basically an exercise that we do every year. I just wanted everybody to kind of get the what everybody had said and what the results of that was. So we turn that in every year. We're required to do this exercise. So.
Okay.
It's kind of self-explanatory. I don't know. I guess if anybody has any questions about it, I'm happy to answer them.
Okay, very good. All right, item 36, trainer's report.
Thank you.
Don't forget that's you, Monica.
Yeah. I think I heard my name, trainer. All right. Chair Sosa and commissioners, in your meeting materials, you will find the training report that reflects the training that has taken place since the last commission meeting, as well as the September and October monthly webinar calendars. So not much has really changed since our last report as far as the training that's been conducted. It continues to be limited to online webinar training via the Adobe Connect virtual platform. Becky's onboarding continues to be going very well as well. Our first in-person training session since the COVID-19 hit is currently scheduled for November 6th, and that will be for the Oregon Public Purchasing Association Fall Conference. However, it's whether or not that is really going to be in person, it still remains to be seen or determined, so let's put it that way. So along with converting our training materials and adapting our training sessions to the virtual platform, Becky and I have been working together on improving the Commission's website. We have adapted the historical opinions, and those are the ones that were issued prior to 2017, before the CMS system was created. And we've developed a detailed chart in which that information can be easily accessed. The new chart offers a search feature in which those opinions can be easily accessed via a variety of avenues, so they can search on opinion number, subject or topic, jurisdictions, opinion type. And in addition to that, and stemming from a recent SharePoint training session that Becky attended, we were able to create an interactive commission calendar out on the website. The calendar displays all commission meetings, activities, monthly training webinars, as well as holidays and office closures. It provides links to agendas and the materials and the handouts. So if you just click on the calendar, it will open up the box. All the materials and agendas will be available. The calendar is also color-coded. So this commission calendar is in addition to the existing access to, let's say, like the monthly training calendars. They're still out there on the main training page. The calendar is just an additional avenue to gain information about commission activities and events. It can be found under the About Us tab, under the Meetings tab, as well as on every page in the bottom under Quick Links.
Great.
And that, unless there's questions, concludes the training report.
All right. Thank you. Any questions? All right.
Thank you.
Commissioner Hollister, I just like to compliment staff on this work. I think it's incredibly important to our mission, and I just want to say thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Commissioner Hollister. All right. Last but not least, our executive director's report.
Ta-da.
Mr. Burson, that's you, just so you know.
Yeah. Can I pass it off to anybody? No. Okay, so current budget, actually there's a new projection out that included July's actual, so what we actually spent in July. The one I gave you was our month 13, which is kind of that oddball one that just catches up things that we couldn't quite get done on time. So anyway, we're actually looking a little bit better than we were in month 13. We're at about $115,000 surplus. So even with the COVID, our budget's still doing well here. People have paid their assessments on time. And so we really haven't had any reductions in funds from COVID. Now, having said that, we are looking at applying for some COVID funds because the agency has purchased quite a bit of hardware, laptops, and cell phones, because the state requires double authentication to be able to come into the system. And so when you go to sign on, it actually sends a code to a cell phone. So when these people are working from home, they not only have to have a computer, but they also have to have a state cell phone to be able to send that code to. So they punch that code in, and that gets them into our system. The state was very fearful of people hacking the state, knowing that there were so many of us that were going to be working from home during this time. So anyway, so there are some funds that have been given to the state. We're just in the very beginning process of kind of asking us what we've spent. I don't know if we'll get reimbursed those funds for the laptops, but we're certainly going to try to do that. Now, having said that, when we bought the laptops, they also came with docking stations, which right now we actually use. There used to be towers, now they're kind of a little bitty computer that sits there. But I think in the future, with more working from home, what we'll be doing is we won't be replacing those computer units. We'll just be actually taking these people's laptops and docking them into the monitors here in the office. So right now, we kind of have a little increased expense because we get charged per computer that you're using. So some of my employees, including myself, have two computers. So hopefully in the future we can get down to one computer by actually docking them in. So now for the 21-23 budget. As you know, we submitted our agency request budget. It's at the chief budget office right now. They're looking at that to come up with their analyst recommended budget. The analyst recommended budget will have reductions in it. We've basically been told that. What the reductions are going to be around is around wages. So in this current biennium, the unions haven't been too keen on renegotiating their contracts. And so, as you know, the law was passed in this state where if people are doing like work, you have to pay them like wages. And so the wage increases that are happening in this biennium will happen, and there won't be furloughs in this biennium. However, since we're not saving in this biennium, there may be less money in the next biennium. And so what we're predicting is that they're probably going to require us to have less in for wages or salaries, and they'll probably increase our vacancy factor. So in every budget, they kind of determine there's going to be so much empty space in there. If people leave and we haven't filled the position, they're going to increase that amount. And the other thing that I predict probably going to happen is that they're going to cut some of our budgets in travel and things like this because of what's happened with COVID. We're traveling less, as you can see with these meetings. And even when COVID goes out, I suspect that some of the commissioners will still want to meet remotely and stuff. So they're predicting kind of less travel. So they're going to probably take some of our S&S funds away, that services and supplies, to try to reflect kind of our new model of operating. So and that's going to happen agency-wide. It won't just be with us. It'll be with every agency that's out there. So I don't predict us having any specific cuts to our budget that would only affect us, but I think we're definitely going to be part of what they do statewide in the executive branch for cuts. So there just won't be as much money. But as you can see, the current budget that we're working in, we usually run with a surplus. Now, the last thing I want to say about that, too, is they're probably going to give us less ending balance. So I always like to carry about a five-month ending balance. You have to remember the biennium starts in July, but we don't actually start getting our money until, like, September. So unless we have 2 or 3 months there, we would run out of money. So I suspect that they're going to get us down to brass tacks, down to like 3 months of ending balance, and then they're going to sweep whatever else we have out there. So the savings that you see me report for the current budget is probably going to get swept into that general fund area, trying to make up for the deficit that's going to happen in the general fund in the state of Oregon. So it's just going to be a little rough times here for a bit until the economy, bounces back from the COVID thing. So the SEIs, you saw we're at one person where we're trying to get them and get their 20 in, so maybe we'll get down to two now, so yeah. Instead of three. But it's always those last ones that are the toughest. But actually, the last client actually did file their what it had on the bottom of the report in the lobbyist, so we don't have any delinquent lobbyists or clients in the current quarter. So Kathy and David have done a really excellent job up there contacting people and getting those reports in. I don't really have much to say about the audit. It just it continues on. I haven't heard anything since the last meeting. I know what they're looking at. I know they're working with Nick on our through our CMS system, but I have had no communications with Secretary of State's Audits Division about the audit. It just is continuing. So, a couple other things I wanted to mention. So, if anybody wants to go out and look at the appellate court, a case with Rassen, did hit the appellate court the other day. They had their oral arguments. It looked like the attorney for Rassen was basically arguing that he wanted to bring up that he wasn't guilty. But you remember Mr. Rassen, James Rassen, never participated with us at all. Like, he never attended any of the hearings, never participated in preliminary review, investigation, asked for a contested case, didn't show up for that contested case. So he never created a record. So the only record that's out there is our record. And so he was trying to convince the appellate judges that he should be able to enter a record at this time. And it didn't really look like the judges were having much of that. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of predicting an affirmed without opinion to be coming to us for Mr. Rassen. But if anybody would like to listen to the actual oral arguments, they are out on the website, the appellate court's website. So that did take place just recently. We also had another suit filed against us by Linda Nesbita. You might remember she had filed a complaint on the Beaverton School District. Portland School District. There was an attorney in there that was using one of their employees, what she had said was an employee, to do an investigation. You folks had dismissed it in preliminary review. Mr. Kessler is representing them, and they are trying to make arguments on that. So the trial division is working with that, and Amy is working with the lawyer over there trying to inform them of what our procedures are. But basically they're trying to argue that you folks did not have the ability to dismiss this. So and they want a full investigation. So that's the remedy that they're asking for. So we'll keep you up to date on that suit that's been filed.
Mr. Burson, the letter you've copied, which you gave us, thank you for that, online as well as in writing. Ms. Tracy Ickes-White is a litigator type, one presumes, but she is working with Ms. Alpaugh, is she not?
Yes, she is.
I presume that was happening.
She's in charge of our case,
yeah.
But Amy has... is being a resource for her in this suit on basically how our procedures work here, sir.
Good. Well, I hope that's true, Amy, Ms. Alpaugh, because you've been through this with us over the months, so I hope you'll and your colleague are working together on this. I presume the answer is yes. Thank you very much.
Okay, and then lastly, we've had a couple, there were some legislative days that happened. We do have a new member coming in, but thank Commissioner Edwards. She elected to re-up with us, so 4 more years. I really appreciate it, Commissioner Edwards. But so that kind of leads me to you, sir. I will say that the name, I guess I should say that.
Yeah, so I do have a little bit of sad news to share with everyone, which this is Commissioner Burke's last meeting with us. Yes, Commissioner Burke's term is up, and unfortunately I was sure as heck hoping that we'd be meeting in person by this point so I could shake his hand and wish him well in person, but Richard, I want to say that it has been a real pleasure serving with you on this commission, and I've always been impressed with your humanity and the way that you have always striven to emphasize the fact that we educate people, and that even those that we found had committed a violation, you always did such a great job of just reassuring them that this was a technical violation and that this should be seen as a learning opportunity rather than anything else. So I just want to say that we're going to miss you, and I sure wish you well going forward in all the things you're going to do. So I'll open it up to my fellow commissioners if they want to say anything else.
Richard, this is Dave Fiscom. Please, go ahead. I'll yield.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that there are a couple of things I'd like to say. First of all, it's been an honor for me to serve on this board. Also an honor for me to serve with all of you. I have nothing but respect and affection for all of the commissioners that I've worked with. I see how they have worked in a nonpartisan way. They've stayed very close to the mission of the Ethics Commission. The way that people of all political stripes have worked together on this board is a good lesson in how civics is supposed to be and how government is supposed to be. And I tell people that all of the time. And I can tell you that serving on this commission has been the best experience in my public life. And I'm going to miss it a lot, and I'm going to miss all of you. But I want to thank you for your help and your leadership and your guidance and all of the wonderful experiences that we've had doing this important job. So thank you very much.
Mr. Chair, this is Commissioner Fiscom. For you, Mr. Burke, I just want to echo, Mr. Chair, what you said. I've appreciated the chance to serve alongside Mr. Burke, whom I did know before both of us serve on this commission. I was going to echo what he just said for himself, which is that I've appreciated the nonpartisan, independent, fair way this commission operates without regard to A, whomever appointed us, and B, whatever our political affiliation is. That has never been an issue, and the reality is I don't even know the political affiliation of anybody. And that's to the good in this work we do. So, Richard, thank you for all your leadership and involvement.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say thank you too, Richard, for your time as chair. I know it's a difficult position, and I appreciate you working with us. I also appreciate you opening up the opportunity for our training to kind of get into an area that we hadn't been before, and I hope that you consider that in the future. If you need this agency to participate in those kind of trainings. But, I just really appreciate your time being here. I'm trying to think if you, I mean, hardly, I don't know if you've missed many meetings at all the whole time. I can't hardly remember ever missing a meeting. But, again, I kind of feel like the chair said, I wish you would have been here. There is a nice little plaque for you. We'll put it in the mail so you get something other than bills in the mail. So you get some fun. So if there's a box with your name on it, don't be scared. But, you've served this commission well, and I know the staff here really appreciated you and just how you treated everybody around here. I mean, somehow when you come in the room, you kind of make people feel better. Not only us, but the people that used to be at the end of the table that, were in the hot seat, you always seem to make them feel better and more at ease. So thanks again, Richard, and say please don't be a stranger. You know where we live. You're welcome to come by at any time.
All right.
Well, thank you, and I don't know if I did an adequate job of thanking staff. Every person to the individual that I've ever worked with and your staff has just been wonderful, and I'm going to miss them too, and I will ask the commission to continue to provide training to the conferences I put on, so I appreciate you mentioning that. Thank you so much, and it would be nice to get the plaque in the mail. I get plenty of bills.
Well, I hope you're okay up there. I know you're up on Powers Creek Loop Road, and that was kind of kind of in the eye of the tiger there as far as that fire went. So I hope you and your family are fine. So.
Yeah. No, we're fine. We're evacuees, actually, but we have a place to crash. Our stepdaughter is out of the country, and we've been at her rental house. Our house is fine. We just were in the evacuation zone.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that.
Sunday or something like that, so we'll be okay.
Yeah, I grew up out in that country, so I kind of know where you're at, and so I have some other folks that I knew that were kind of in that same situation. So I'm glad everything's good for you. So. Anyway, that's all I have.
Great. Well, thank you. Unless anyone wants to add anything else.
Hey, Richard, this is Sean. I just want to say it truly has been a pleasure serving with you. Not only the humanity that you bring to these proceedings, but your common sense. It's been really appreciated. I've learned a lot from you, my friend. And thank you so much for the service you gave the state of Oregon. I'm going to miss you.
Thank you, Commissioner Day. Hope to see you again on the trail.
Again, Richard, this is Dan. I've been friends with Richard for years before this commission, and so it was a great opportunity to be able to serve together and learn a lot from you. And anytime things got really boring, we could always count on you for a good Trekkie reference to just kind of cut the moment and make everybody laugh and have a good time. So, yeah, it's been a pleasure. It's been great 4 years.
Very good. Thank you. Live
long and prosper. Exactly. All
right. All right. Well, thank you to everybody. Everyone, please do stay safe out there. It's everything going on. And look forward to talking again soon. All right. Have a great weekend.
I move we adjourn, Mr. Chair.
We adjourn.
Thank you very much.
All in favor.